person arrested for three OWIs within 5 years would be charged as a felon under the Senate plan. All four-time offenders would be charged as felons, no matter how far apart the arrests occurred. Three-time offenders would also need ignition interlocks installed. These are breathalyzers that a driver has to blow to prove they're sober before their car will start. Wauwatosa Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan says drunk driving is an issue that's needed to be addressed for too long.
We need to recognize that from a fundamental health and safety perspective, that too much time has passed, and Wisconsin has been dealing much like a person dealing with addiction issues. Wisconsin has not dealt with this issue nearly to the degree that it should.
Sullivan's plan would also establish some treatment options for repeat drunk drivers. It does not criminalize a first OWI offense, and it does not lift the state's ban on roadside sobriety checkpoints. Those are two provisions that Judy Jenkins of MEC1 says should be part of the package. She told senators yesterday about how her daughter and grandchild were killed by a repeat drunk driver.
And I guess I'm begging with you folks, I'm pleading with you to do the right thing here. Step up. We need changes, and we don't need nibbling around the edges.
This plan has the backing of Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker. Another drunk driving package is advancing in the Wisconsin Assembly, but it's similar to this one in that it does not criminalize a first OWI offense and does not allow for roadside sobriety checkpoints. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.